GM Ohio plant closure results in 400 layoffs of Americans in other industries. By John Binder on February 22, 2019. As multinational corporation General Motors, GM, shutters at least four manufacturing plants this year in the United States, nearly 400 American workers in supporting industries in Ohio are losing their jobs as well. This year, GM is stopping production at four American plants, including Detroit Hamtramck and Warren Transmission in Michigan, Lordstown Assembly in Ohio, and Baltimore Operations in Maryland. This comes after GM laid off about 1,500 American workers in Lordstown in 2018, while their Mexico production remains unaffected and production in China ramps up. At the beginning of the month, GM executives began laying off 14,700 workers in the United States and Canada, with the majority of the layoffs concentrated in Michigan, Ohio, Maryland, Georgia, and Texas, including at least 3,300 American factory workers. These layoffs included the mass layoff of at least 4,000 American workers in white-collar jobs for GM, many of whom were older and had worked at the corporation for more than two decades. Now, due to GM's closure of its Lordstown, Ohio manufacturing plant, close to 400 American workers in supporting industries are losing their jobs. Most recently, the Letic Corporation, which provides industrial service for the Lordstown GM plant, announced they would permanently lay off about 73 American workers due to GM's closure in Ohio. Additionally, about 120 American workers at Magna's Lordstown Seating Systems, an automotive supplier, will be laid off because of the GM plant closure, along with 180 American workers with Source Providers Incorporated who will be laid off. In total, so far, this accounts for more than 370 working and middle-class Americans who will lose their jobs in supporting industries because of GM's decision to close the Lordstown, Ohio manufacturing plant. As Breitbart News has extensively chronicled, the American workers who remain at GM following mass layoffs across the country have stated that they are nervous and afraid that they too could be laid off by the corporation, citing the lack of loyalty to workers. Despite the layoffs of thousands of American workers, GM CEO Mary Barra has continued raking in about $22 million a year. American manufacturing is vital to the U.S. economy, as every one manufacturing job supports an additional 7.4 American jobs in other industries. Decades of free trade, with deals like the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, have devastated American manufacturing and U.S. workers' job prospects, as well as suppressed their wages. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.